I'm coming in with 3 drinks for the pod.
Nice. Stay liquid.
It's underneath you. You sat on it.
Oh, I think you unplugged my cell phone.
It was right underneath you.
Yeah,
there it goes.
Yeah, it's under your butt sock. Here.
The wind no,
under your you butt pulled sock. It off.
There's no way to enter the couch gracefully. So, you know.
Nick's got a little obstacle course set up in his living room.
I'm trying to figure out what to donate to Goodwill, but it's like, you know, would it... It's like, do you want wires?
Yeah, dude, they want a box of wires.
You guys you have just drop off a bag and they'll take anything.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Wow, it's like a garbage bag of crap.
That's fucked up, dude.
I give them garbage.
The poor don't need your garbage, dude.
I write off the garbage on my taxes.
Oh, fuck, dude, my ass cheeks. My ass is playing the tuba right now. I had food poisoning in Oakland.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a respite from it, but my shit's back. Dude, I had to shit. I got food poisoning.
Maybe you have colon cancer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Damn, that would be fucking gay, dude. I'm gonna level with you.
Yeah.
I would not want that.
Well, yeah, because they have to inspect your ass.
What happens if you get colon cancer? Do you die?
Yeah.
Is there any chance?
Nah.
Fuck.
No, I think it's a high survival rate cancer.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
Do they cut your asshole
out? I know testicular cancer has got a pretty high.
Yeah, they just chop one of your nuts off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which just seems fine.
You get a fake nut.
No, dogs get fake nuts.
No, you can get a prosthetic.
What do you mean you just dogs get? They don't give dogs fake nuts.
Well, you said dogs get them, but people don't?
Yeah.
They give dogs fake nuts
sometimes.
Dogs are.
They do.
They don't.
They definitely give dogs fake nuts sometimes.
When your dog gets neutered, they just remove your dog's balls.
Sometimes they give dogs fake nuts. That's your choice.
You know a dog with fake nuts?
I think I do. I don't recall one off the top of my head.
So you think this is an option for dogs, but not people?
Yeah, that's
why
the main
would people
question.
Get fake nuts? You know it's fake.
Because you want to have like a balanced nut sack. If you get one nut
I think
removed,
it would look cool to have a uninut.
Man, you just get dumber and dumber.
Dude, first of all, okay. I'm willing to admit that sometimes people have the option to get fake nuts.
You
the same
initially
way,
did not admit
the
that.
Same, but most
the same
people
way
don't.
All dogs get
not
fake
all dogs,
nuts.
Some
they
dogs.
Have, they only have breast implants for parrots. They don't make that. If a woman gets a double mastectomy, she's SOL.
It doesn't make you more. To have two nuts doesn't make you hotter.
What are you talking about?
And it's private.
Why would a dog need prosthetic nuts? You're
why would any
mind.
Dog? Why would
sometimes dog get fake nuts? I promise you, motherfuckers. Sometimes dogs get fake nuts.
You promise us?
Yes.
Well,
dude.
He's promising.
I'm pretty sure, dude.
He promises that he's pretty sure.
Or maybe
sure.
Somebody told me that as a joke that they got their dog fake nuts. I don't remember.
It sounds like a very funny joke.
The point is, I think you can get dogs fake nuts.
A man who laughs at everything, you're bad at determining what's serious and what's
that's
a
the
joke.
Joy of my life, dude. I don't know what's a joke. I think everything's a joke.
Yeah.
And everything's real at the same time.
That's similar to
the duality of having a hard-ass dick.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's about.
I have a friend who got his nut chopped off, and he only rocks one nut. Do you know anyone with a fake nut? How about we do it that way?
I know Tom Green had a nut removed.
Yeah, he got a fake one.
He got a fake one.
Comedian Dez Bishop has a fake nut.
Fuck, okay. 2-1.
I actually don't know that for sure.
Oh.
And I'm not
sure
about
testicular cancer.
My friend Nate, One Ball Nate, shouts out to him. I just saw him actually in San Francisco.
He lives out there?
Didn't Duncan Trussell have nut cancer?
I don't know. Did he?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of comedians.
Because we all get cancer.
Fuck, if I have colon cancer, I'm going to be pissed.
It's not me.
It's the microphones. They all give us cancer.
I'm going to go out smooth with a heart attack. Old school.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad style.
Not even be in bad shape, but get a heart attack.
Nah,
that's the coolest way to die.
Boom.
Yeah.
Explosion.
Yeah.
That would, yeah. Fuck, sometime. Okay, I think I have hemorrhoids. Does that mean you have colon cancer?
No, a hemorrhoid is like on your
asshole. Hurts.
Yeah. It's not a good sign, though. It's like your whole system is fucked.
Well, you get hemorrhoids from shitting.
From shitting too
much,
and I love to shit, though. Mm.
Yeah, I shit all the time.
I love holding it down, and by being fat.
Yeah.
So that's two things that I have going against me.
Yeah, your fat's pushing your asshole inside out, and that's what causes the hemorrhoids.
Yes.
I mean, it is.
I know.
Yeah.
And sitting down.
I always used to, that was always funny when you would do that joke where you're like, your medical opinion is that I'm so fat it's causing me issues.
No, that's not the point, you fucking retard.
He's so fat that he has to pee all the time.
There's got to be a different answer to why I'm pissing all the time. I checked diabetes. I checked all the other fat people shit. Mm-hmm. He was just like saying that it squeezes me and we've talked about this before. That guy, Dr. Just Something, was on his way out for a fucking just tennis Monty. Match or whatever the fuck. He was wearing a little windbreaker. He was going skiing, actually. I just remembered.
Oh, so he kind of just made something
He was
up.
Just, literally, he's a piece of shit. And if I see him in the streets, it's on site. And I still piss.
Pop, pop. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, the one thing he said, he was like, okay, we can either do that or we can, the other thing we can do is this test where we put a tube up your ass and a tube in your dick hole, and we fill you up with liquids and see how long it takes for you to piss. We empty you out completely, so we suck liquids out of your cock through a straw, and then we put piss back in your dick, maybe not piss, maybe something else, and while something's in your ass for some reason, so they check your prostate. And I was just like, no, I'll just piss all the time.
Healthy at any size, baby. It's not a disease. It's a lifestyle.
That's a pissing issue. It's not a fat issue.
You're identity. Like the Lizzo of comedy.
I never said healthy at any size. That's a straw man that you guys are creating right now.
It's an identity.
It's not a health issue. I don't find it to be an identity.
It's a community.
I'm not in.
Would you call,
it is a community.
Would you call being black a disease? No, then you wouldn't call obesity a disease.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
A rich cultural history.
The point is, I didn't want tubes in my ass and dick at the same time.
Robust and stately individuals.
I think I just have a fucked up penis. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because I'm fat necessarily.
So if he was like, we think the issue is that you have a fucked up penis.
Yes.
But it's your bladder, not your dick.
Whatever
dude.
It is. Figure out what the fucked up thing is
you
in
wouldn't
my
have
body.
If he was like, your dick's too small.
You know? No, not
it can't
too
hold
small.
A lot of piss.
No.
Because how small your dick is. So
no.
That's the answer.
Honestly, if there was a solution and that was the problem, yes. If he was like, your dick is too small, but if we put a little something... Put a little extra cartilage in there or something. It'll solve your problem. All I was looking for was a solution. And this man, this fat phobic doctor, tried to blame it on.
Here you go with your identity stuff again.
He tried to blame it on my fat. If he was like, listen, if you lose weight, it'll definitely stop. But he was like, I don't know, maybe you're too fat. Mm-hmm. So he was, you know what? I changed my mind.
This
I am
like
a member
guy
of the
being
community.
Like, and the doctor said... That I got HIV from having unprotected gay
no,
sex.
No, it is not the same
you
thing, you
that?
Motherfucker.
This homophobic doctor said that I
it
got HIV
not the same thing.
From getting blasted constantly at the Greyhound
station.
He
did not fix my problem. If he had said, lose 50 pounds, you won't piss anymore, that's not what he said. He was like, just lose weight, we'll see. I'm not losing weight just to see.
Yeah, you have to be sure.
I have to be sure.
Stop just sitting with sunglasses on and a cane in the doctor's office. He's blind now. I'm not losing weight just to see. There's got to be more incentive. I can still smell and taste all the chocolates.
Honestly, in terms of enjoying chocolates, sight is the lowest on the totem pole.
Honestly, the next move for you should be becoming blind and getting really into Zydeco music.
What's Zydeco?
You know, it's like the music from the Popeyes commercials.
Oh, being like one of
yeah.
That would be a good second act.
Yeah.
Why is it
bluegrass? Have a little motorized wheelchair. Go by Dr. Stavros.
That would be good. You're right. Suck that penis.
Why are
Stavros?
People going nuts about Popeyes right now on the internet?
They got a new fried chicken sandwich.
And it's good?
I have not tried it because I have been actually on a bit of a health kick.
Yeah, you're looking good.
So thank you, Adam. So I have been... It's been hard for me not to try the new Popeye sandwich, but apparently there is a competitor. They've disrupted the market. And Chick-fil-A is running scared.
Oh, and
with
they
homophobic asses.
Honestly.
Yeah, I would love to do this.
Yeah. You could play the washboard stuff.
I know. I would like a jug. I would like to play a jug.
A jug and a washboard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stavros.
How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing?
I like that style of music. They just play garbage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different pieces of trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Old radiator. The spoons.
I was really into the spoons for a hot
sec. The saw. People can play a saw.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
The theremin is the gayest of all the instruments.
No, the theremin's cool.
No, it's gay.
Would you like to play the theremin, but it's
gay
men's asses?
You like it because it's an antenna and you have antennas.
Dude, you saw the Brett Stevens news today.
Yeah, dude. It's been a tough one.
Finally, I feel seen.
Wait, theremins don't have antennas. I thought it was just cups that you play.
No, it's like
an antenna. You're thinking of a
glass
harmonica.
You put your hand in between these two antennae.
Of a glass harmonica. Mm-hmm. No, isn't that called something else?
No.
When it's just a bunch of glasses and you, like one glass.
It's called a glass harmonica. It's one of the things Ben Franklin invented. And people are like, wow, look at this thing that no one will ever use,
mm-hmm.
other than to point out that Ben Franklin invented it. That's the thing, man. People talk about Ben Franklin, inventor.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck did he ever invent that has any value? Fucking bifocals. That's
bifocals
is big,
huge.
Though.
That's one thing.
That's pretty big.
It's also like
one other thing.
Somebody was, sooner or later, somebody else.
Yeah, but you could say that of almost everything.
Yeah.
He probably invented some kind of self-suck machine we don't even know about.
Yeah, he definitely invented all types of fucking machines.
His personal sexual inventions.
I mean, he died of syphilis, no?
Everybody died of syphilis back
then. He invented the lightning rod.
What?
And what's the point of that? Keep
so
your
you
fucking
get electricity
farm
from
house from burning down? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, good point.
That's the Franklin fucking stove?
Yeah, a stove in the middle of your house. We see that all the time.
Well, it used to be a thing.
That's the thing
it was
that
cold.
People
you heat yourself up.
Yeah, you know what's a better invention than that? The George Foreman grill, and that was invented by a mentally retarded man.
I don't think he invented it. I think
he invented
just a pitch
it.
Man.
And he couldn't. He
Hulk Hogan famously missed out on the endorsement.
Yeah, well, they
deal.
Said, "Do you want to invent the George Foreman grill?" And he said, "No, brother."
No, brother, my name is Hulk Hogan.
I'm down here in Tampa having
AJ.
Sex with children.
Saying the N-word, having sex with children and radio show hosts' wives.
H-H. He invented the hand paddle, which is a device worn by swimmers during training.
What?
Yeah.
He swam?
Well, you don't need to be a swimmer to
the
invent
the hand them. Paddle.
That
wow.
sounds stupid. Look. Next.
Yeah.
What else?
The glass harmonica bifocals.
Oh, it is called the glass harmonica.
Glass harmonica. There's no H.
I thought it was a glass harmonica.
Pardon me, the cat. It's a harmonica with an
get
H.
Get him. Get him, kitty.
That's giving me allergies.
That's get why him. Nick got a cat.
Yeah.
He made the Franklin's electrostatic machine, one of those balls where you touch it. And
that's cool.
That's cool. It doesn't really have a lot of
No, but what are those? Those are called
you put that
gas,
in the
Gadsden generators. There's a name for those. It's,
no, I don't think
you're thinking
there
of the one, because there's Tesla coils, and then there's the fucking... The other thing they have at science museums, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the thing you put your fucking hand
so
on.
So he was an avid swimmer.
Damn.
And when he was 11, he invented swimming fins. Which
was he ever hot or was he always fat?
Yeah, you never really see the young. Ben.
You never see the young guys. George Washington apparently was a redhead who was hot.
Yeah, and he was tall too.
He was tall.
Oh, you know what he invented also? The urinary catheter.
Whoa.
That's a huge one, Nick.
Yeah, well, apparently it's useless, according to Stav.
I didn't say it was useless. I said I didn't want one shoved in my dick hole.
He said that they don't do anything.
Well, now this website says harmonica. Yeah.
Whoa.
So Nick is vindicated.
No, not necessarily. His bitch ass might
I feel
still
like
be
these
wrong.
Are a lot of good inventions.
None I think so, too.
Thomas Jefferson invented, too. Didn't he make up an elevator?
Thomas Jefferson invented almost everything.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
He invented our democracy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Why did you say Thomas Jefferson?
As opposed to what, George Jefferson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of the other Jeffersons?
I don't fucking know, dude. Instantly after saying it, I was like, yes, you fucking idiot, Thomas Jefferson. I was trying to place him.
Yeah, all of those guys, because back then, you know, everyone was retarded. So to be a genius, it was very easy.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true. TJ was also famously dipping down with the swirl.
Yeah, there was like one guy that was like...
Hmm? I just said sex.
Adam wants to let everyone know that he had sex.
No. Shut up.
Well, then why'd you say same?
That's true.
Just, you know, because as a bit.
Oh.
Well, just own it then.
Why'd you whisper same barely off mic?
Yeah, because like...
And make it worse.
So Stav and I could have a little moment, like guy talk kind of moment.
Oh.
That's why locker you called us talk. Out, because you saw us doing locker room talk.
Yeah, because Nick's not an athlete like us, man.
Yeah, that's true.
He invented the
odometer.
He's
the only one of us that's in shape.
Yeah, but you're not
that's
an athlete.
That's true, dude. I'm 10 pounds underweight.
You're in shape, but you don't have the heart of an athlete.
What's that?
He invented an odometer for a carriage.
What?
So you could tell how far the carriage
the
is.
The horses?
Going.
Yeah. Like in a car. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Who, Thomas Jefferson?
No, Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin can still fuck off.
Why? He's done so much good shit.
No, nah, this is Nick's fat phobia, dude. That's what this is.
Ben Franklin wasn't even that fat.
He was pretty fat.
He was maybe for like, you know, San Francisco, but that's what everybody in Austin just looks like Ben Franklin.
Everyone has that long
oh,
bald.
You know what yeah. Ben Franklin made? This
everyone
is
in Austin looks like Ben Franklin and they just fuck hot 20-year-olds just
damn.
Constantly.
Do I need to move to
so
Austin?
He quit.
Actually, honestly, yeah. You clean up in Austin. If all you gave a shit about was getting pussy, as soon as you hit 32, you should just move to Austin, get sleeves, and then... You
fuck
just,
girls with nautical star tattoos.
You can just wreck till 50.
That would be awesome.
They're like, yeah, I'm like, you
he's
know.
He's pretty fat.
What does he look like young?
I don't know. Good point. Yeah, no, that's because the way Adam gets too much pussy in New York because of all these ladies
right.
that want to
because all
fuck
those
Woody
chicks
Allen.
That have seen Annie Hall and think.
I need to go to Austin. That's true.
Okay, so when he retired... He wanted to spend his time reading and studying, but he found this
damn,
is very
look how
guy.
Gay he looked young.
That is pretty. Yeah. Nah, check out the waves, dude.
Damn, wave check, dude.
Wave check. I love the idea of Ben Franklin sleeping with a do-rag on to get his waves right.
Just slapping his head. Oh, I guess that's for weeds.
Yeah, come on, man. You're exposing yourself as not understanding the black community.
The hair stuff, maybe not. Anyway. Okay, so
yeah, what is he eating? Fried chicken. And,
shut up! Shut up!
This is the Kool-Aid.
He so Ben Franklin found it difficult to reach books on high shelves. Mm-hmm.
Respect.
A fat guy
so
problem.
He invented that little claw with the dinosaur.
So he
head
did.
On
yeah,
he literally did.
He did. Even though he had many grandchildren to help him, he invented a tool called a long arm to reach the high books.
I mean, that's
long
barely
wooden...
an invention, man. Now yeah, I'm with yeah. Nick.
A long wooden...
No, I mean, there's so
a
much
long
that
wooden
bullshit.
Pole with a grasping claw at the end. He invented that.
Yeah.
That's a fat man.
I'm actually with Nick
history.
On that one. That's fucking
what?
Stupid.
You should be all about that.
Someone would have made that. Also, a little ladder.
Someone would have made... What does that mean? He was the first one. That's what an inventor is.
I guess, but
yeah,
that
but
one's
it's
stupid.
So, it's stupid.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like if it never existed, it's like, I guess.
Yeah. Also, didn't he have some weird fucked up recipe for like milk punch? Weren't you saying that? Nick, did you tell me that?
I don't think
he
so.
He wrote the Anarchist Cookbook.
He made some kind of disgusting... His recipes were bad, I think. I feel like somebody told me that, but who knows?
The Franklin stove is important because it was like a furnace for people's homes.
Okay, shut up, dude. Mm-hmm. Now we've talked about it so long, I'm anti-Ben, and he's one of my heroes.
This is what I mean. It's like the more you make people defend Ben Franklin, the dumber his shit gets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I understand it heated people's houses, but it's one of those like multi-use things that's worthless. Like a futon or
yeah.
a fucking spork. Or
I think a spork is... I think those should be more popular.
A conversion van.
Conversion van's good for...
Fucking.
Fucking inside of.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's also used for non-consensual.
You can fuck in any car.
Not with ease.
Yeah. Conversion vans, you can't... have you been in the back of one? There's a little table for playing cards.
You could fuck on that table.
Not really.
Better than you could on a in the front seat of a Corolla.
That's what, conversion vans are sick, because it's like, yo, what if you're just driving around with your boys and you want to get a game going?
Yeah. Dude, there's such a sick van on the next block over for me. I walk my dog past it. Do you know what a Mitsubishi Delica is? Delica?
That sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Those shits are so tight.
Yeah.
I really want one.
The Mitsubishi Delica?
Yeah, they're like those, what are they, MRVs or whatever. Those like 80s, yeah, like cab over.
I'm naming my daughter Delica.
Delica, yeah, Halkis. Look at this shit.
Oh, yeah, that rocks.
That
dude.
Shit's tight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stay-at-home dad who drives that car. I see him around the neighborhood during the day. Nice. And he's got the best life, bro.
That's
he
my dream.
He looks good.
I want to fucking be a sugar boy.
Dude, I would love to be a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, absolutely.
A trophy husband?
I would rock it.
I'd fuck around with
dad.
The kids, you know, help them with their homework and shit.
Yeah.
Smoke weed all day.
Smoke fucking weed, watch fucking Caillou.
Hell yeah.
Damn, my tummy hurts.
Get into different hobbies that never really go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to find weird cab over vans that I would want to drive.
Yeah, I would love. I'm going to be a van
guy. I want
guy
this
at some
Mitsubishi Delica.
These are cool. The Nissan Vanette.
Those are cute.
Very similar.
And it was men who raped me. And men who. special, but you Photoshop.
Vanette.
You just Photoshop that van on stage, standing in front of a mic stand. And then it's still the same audio from Nanette. And it was men who raped me. And they, men who sexually raped me, and said because he was good, they said he was good.
She's got a new special out.
Damn,
called,
dude,
like,
you have
Henry.
A nasty bruise on your face.
I know. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, that you have.
Is it from the gym?
You have colon cancer, man.
I don't have colon cancer.
The colon
cancer,
I thought
man.
Is in your ass.
Yeah, but I mean, you're like.
You get spots from cancer?
You're rotting from the inside out.
No, man,
out.
It's a bruise from being active.
Oh, okay.
Saab's been working with a personal trainer.
Thank you, Adam.
I didn't want to announce that if you didn't
it's okay.
want to.
Yes, I need a stronger man to control my body.
I would love just a stronger buddy to tell me what
it's
heavy things
cool.
I need to lift and put
I lift
down.
Heavy things. He tells me he's proud of me.
He says that?
No.
He's never once told
tell.
You he's proud.
Well, we've just started work. It's been, 4 weeks.
You
I
just
don't
start
wanna.
Crying during a training session being like, you've never told me
yeah.
you're proud.
Damn, Nissan kept making that gay van forever.
The Vanette.
It was, the Vanette?
Yeah, it was imported here for like 2 years, and then Americans were like, gay. Sorry, gay. And then in Japan, they're like, but we like gays. We like gay cars. And they kept making it. Yeah, here's a 2009 Vanette.
Mm. Wait, it looks old.
Yeah.
It doesn't look 10 years old. It looks like from the 90s.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. My stomach is fucked. This sucks.
Living rooms, bedrooms, Nanette. Oh, yeah. You can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. If you like gambling.
Oh, yeah.
You'll like a new.
If you like a legitimate gambling
site. If you like a legitimite
site.
Gambling website that definitely doesn't fuck people over.
Yeah.
For real this time.
That's for real. We promise
the
this
Chamber
time,
of Commerce.
Then I would only recommend this service. mybookie.com.
Forget any other bullshit gambling website.
Yeah.
If you've ever gambled at other websites, you're probably
you're
never getting
stupid.
A deposit.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're dumb. I don't know who would have told you to.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Why would you
Why
ever?
Do you think the first company that fucking advertised with us would be legitimate?
Yeah.
It took a while.
It takes a while. You gotta wait around till you find the right company.
And here's the thing:
there's starter websites, and then you find
the big dick shit.
The real, then you don't get ripped off.
Yep.
Everyone remembers their first car. They were raped by the salesman. Everyone was sexually assaulted by the salesman,
that.
And they left the parking lot crying and confused, empty-handed,
with their no car.
Their $20,000 in cash taken away from them, and they've been sodomized by a car dealer.
Everyone remembers that.
Their second car, the Nissan Vanette,
beautiful,
has also been sexually assaulted.
Oh,
okay.
So
okay.
The salesman there, they'll cry with you. And that's kind of what mybookie.com is.
That's right.
It's the second, it's the best gambling online sports book website. It's what makes my bookie always the right play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
oh,
the
yeah.
smart play.
You bet, you win, they pay.
I love that shit.
They pay, you bet.
You bet they pay.
You bet they pay.
They pay.
You bet they pay.
You bet they pay.
No, money down. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, so if you like imagining that your wife is seven...
You know, if you're a unicorn with a big ass dick and you're having sex with a child.
Yeah, if you're
a 400 foot woman, if your fantasy stepping on you.
If your fantasy is that you're shoplifting Skittles and your wife is a neighborhood watch guard.
Oh, that's kinky.
Yeah, that is kinky. Hole playing. That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah. You can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
You will love MyBookie.com. You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
I just said that.
Yeah. You're also looking.
Yeah. I'm looking at the read as well.
You're looking at the stuff. You also have the stuff. How about this? It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders.
He's on the damn Raiders, playing with his little helmet.
Raider Nation, baby.
Le'Veon Bell is over here with the Jets. Maybe we'll hang out with him. Mm-hmm. And Odell in motherfucking Cleveland.
Believeland.
I didn't even know Cleveland was real until mybookie.com told me.
That's so true. It'll teach you. That's the other thing. If you want to learn geography.
I thought it was a joke from The Simpsons. I didn't realize Cleveland was a place that existed.
Yeah.
It's the place to bet on football
every motherfucking weekend. We got bonuses.
If you got a wife that's trying to say you can't bet on stuff, you'd be like, honey,
shut up, bitch.
This is a new show has found a new place. And this time we're going to get
this time
our mortgage
we will
back.
Get our money.
Yeah. We will get our money back.
And that's a very important thing. If you in the past have lost money
because of us, remember that our credibility is now restored.
That money's gone. Forget about it.
You can't blame us.
It's
water under the bridge. There's nothing you can do about the past.
You can't change the
now,
past.
Are you going to stay a loser who's mad? Or are you going to double or nothing, win it all the fuck back?
Win all the back at mybookie.com.
Mybookie.com.
Instead of any other sport. Don't ever use any other sport.
If you ever do, we'll fuck you up.
We'll fuck you six ways.
Till suck day.
Till Sunday, when you'll be betting.
We'll be betting on motherfucking
football on mybookie.com. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest.
Uh-oh.
Find handicapped people. Make a video of yourself calling them retards. If your video is the funniest, first place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000. And it only costs $100 to enter.
That's so cheap.
That's
and
a
you
great
don't even
deal.
Pay that $100 to my bookie. That's the fee at your arraignment.
Yeah.
They will cover your lawyer fees.
They will pay for your defense attorney when you physically assault a handicapped person.
That's the guarantee.
For the bit. All you got to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool.
Damn.
That sounds good to me.
Damn. Oh, this sounds very good to me.
So here we go. We got $1,000 first deposit bonus.
Damn, bitch. Double your first motherfucking deposit.
Mark my words. Double your first deposit. Use promo code CUM. To activate the offer. That's C-U-M.
Just come. Just come. Not even down.
Don't put the second word in. Yeah. Just the first. They're making it easy
for
you.
Go to a website and type come into this fucking little box.
What the fuck have we done with our lives?
What have I done with your life?
That's true. That
use
is
promo
true.
Code cum.
Use promo code cum.
That's so activate
the offer. My bookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code cum when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
Which is all different.
All the good
shit. That's different than
staccato slogan.
This is a totally different concept to the last.
Get paid, win, you bet.
You bet.
No, money down. Mybookie.com.
Wow.
And we're black.
And we're mother friggin' black.
We're black. How about that? A children's movie called We're Black, and they bring dinosaurs back, and they're like, man, you said there'd be motherfucking, there'd be lettuce.
Black dinosaurs love lettuce.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what dinosaurs eat.
think they eat lettuce.
Some they have lettuce. Well, they're like they're big turtles. Herbivores, I imagine they love lettuce.
Did they
and
have
cabbage.
Lettuce? Isn't lettuce like a cultivated thing?
They
used to have lettuce. Eating grass. Lettuce on the
you
ground.
You said it was going to be cabbage.
There would be cabbage, I guess.
You know, a triceratops. I guess the triceratops was black in that movie. His name was Woog.
Wait, which one?
And We're Back.
I've never seen that.
Oh. There's two brothers. One's good, one's evil. Both of them have time machines.
Nice.
The evil one goes
back. Oh, wait, maybe I have seen that.
The evil one goes back in time and captures dinosaurs to use them in the circus. The good brother feeds them pills that makes them smart. And then the smart dinosaurs become like gay and cartoonish and befriend children. So
the regular dinosaurs are still like angry and...
Well, it's weird because the good brother actually subjugates...
Curses them
with the punishment of consciousness.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a much worse.
A T-Rex needs to kill things to eat.
Right.
You know, I mean,
he doesn't have to think. Now he's got to think about whether it's moral or not.
Exactly.
That he's killing them.
Yeah. So the evil brother is actually the good one. Or at least that was my takeaway as a child.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. Why the circus? Couldn't you like clone them and make more money or some shit?
I don't know. But the circus is in Central Park at night. And it's like a punk rock circus.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Does that involve a spaceship too?
Yeah, well, the time machine is like a spaceship.
Okay. Maybe I think I have seen that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't recall any of the details.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. It's my evil brother. He went mad after the loss of his eye. And instead of an eyeball, he just has a screw in his face.
Yeah, I remember this movie.
Yeah.
What, is it a cartoon?
Yes. What the fuck? What do you mean, is it a cartoon?
I've never seen it.
Well, how would it be live action?
It could be live action. A lot of movies are.
Was Adam, if you mind not moving around so much, your diaper's picking up on the mic.
I'm sorry.
We can hear your diaper scratching.
You know I don't wear a diaper.
Well, then what's that sound, Adam?
I'm just letting you know when you fidget
Listen,
like that.
You're wearing one, you're not wearing, it doesn't matter.
It
the
doesn't
point
matter.
Is just stay still.
Just stay still.
For the sake of the recording.
I'm staying as still as I can. I've been a statue this entire episode.
Your diaper's picking up. Look, I'm not trying to be...
not trying to be fucked up or anything, man. Listen, we'll cut all this out. Don't worry.
Please
just admit you're
out.
Wearing a diaper
just,
and we'll cut it out.
Just say you're wearing a diaper and we'll cut it later.
You will cut it?
We will. Just admit that you're wearing one.
So why do you need me to admit
we'll
it?
We'll go ahead and cut it.
Just go ahead and... We'll cut it. No problem.
We'll go ahead and cut it later.
Just you say you're wearing a diaper.
Just go ahead and admit you're wearing a diaper and we'll go ahead and cut it.
I'm wearing a diaper.
Oh, it looks like the cutting device.
Oh,
no, I thought you'd do that in post.
No, we mail the podcast off, and that office is closed today.
Yeah, dude.
That's what do it in post means, is that you mail.
Go to the post office.
You post.
You have to have to post the mail.
Shit.
So that's not going to happen, I guess.
Well, yeah, damn. It's okay. People might not have heard it. Anyway,
yeah,
tried playing some Gran Turismo last night. Couldn't do it.
For old time's sake?
Shoulder is just done. Fuck, dude. For the rest of my life.
Your shoulder's too injured for your toy car and your house?
Literally, yes.
What's wrong?
I mean, regular. I just have like a chronic shoulder injury. Driving a car, even like doing this, is painful.
Mm.
Like anything like
no
that.
No dabbing?
I can't do anything where I cross my arm over. Like my
Fuck,
body. Moves.
Maybe you need surgery.
I mean, I probably do. It's been like that for years.
Oh, man,
what was the inciting incident?
I have no idea. Probably lifting weights incorrectly like 10 years ago.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. You don't have the heart of an athlete.
What do you mean? I've continued to exercise even though I have. I'm doing racing. Despite the fact that I have a chronic injury.
But
that's way more
you're not
than
meant
the
for it.
It's
dude.
The heart and the mind.
You're not meant for it. Your body's not meant
your
for
body's
it.
Not meant for it. You were handicapped for 3 months because you tried to take the stairs up at the 2-story Whataburger.
No, that's not true. He played basketball for 3 minutes.
Yeah, because you two quit on me.
We didn't quit.
And I was
never involved in the first place.
I just told Lewis.
And I didn't get to play with strangers.
I didn't get the email.
No, they wanted to do a 3-on-3 podcast basketball.
That's right. And I was the only one.
No one contacted
me. And because I was shouldering all the burden.
I actually went to a driving range 3 days ago. So I'll have you know.
We're at Chelsea Piers.
Chelsea Piers. Have you been?
I haven't been to that one, but it's I love going to driving ranges.
It's amazing.
It's so
right
sick.
On the right on the water.
Yeah, yeah, it is cool.
We went at sunset, and it's like, damn, I'm rich now.
Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah.
In high school, we used to get a 30 rack of brews. balls.
The best shit happened though. Like, so they have a machine that automatically tees up the ball, and it just like, comes out of the ground.
That's awesome.
And the thing got broken or whatever. Like the ball wasn't coming out, so I hit the attendant button, and I'm looking around, and no attendant's coming, but there's a guy walking around. And eventually he walks by and I'm like, you know, and it, like without like he doesn't look at me, doesn't make any kind of contact, just rips a fucking vacuum cleaner out of like some closet and comes over and just tears the top of the machine off and then just starts just beating the thing with the end of the vacuum. And he's like, look, he's pissed.
Yeah.
About something else.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but just how much that guy hated his job. It was just like, this rules.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, watching people just lose their shit is the best.
Damn.
What were you hitting with, a driver?
I don't know. I just said, give me the thing.
A 69 iron.
I've been to a driving range maybe 3 times in my life. I don't remember, you know, what. I don't know shit about golf.
Yeah.
I know
what
I
golf can actually suck my dick.
It's like I know.
I like golf.
I know how to like hit the ball, and that's, you know, that's really all you need. The rest is chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like poker.
That's so true.
That's true.
It's a game of chance.
It's a game of chance. Everyone just closes their eyes and hits the tee, and then they're like, well, I guess that's a good shot.
Also, I don't like basketball because it's basically 98% chance.
It's all chance.
I'm sure there's some skill you could develop in terms of like knowing what the ball looks like or whatever.
Outside of that,
it's mostly luck of the draw. You throw it, maybe it goes in, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, that is true.
That's those are words to live by.
Statistically speaking, you pair up any two people in the game of basketball and they have a 50-50 chance. If they played an infinite amount of games, one person would win 50 times, the other person would win.
Yeah, that's true. So you versus...
Within an infinite number of games.
Yeah.
You would have exactly 100 decisions.
50% is what
If you played LeBron James in basketball... Infinity times.
He would have half the time.
I would win.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just probability. It's a flip of a coin.
That is called a mathematical determinant.
Mm.
A mathematical probabilical determination.
Yes, sir. Damn, dude. I don't remember the last math I learned.
Yeah. If a train leaves St. Louis and another one leaves Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're speeding towards each other.
Yes.
At 380 miles per hour.
Mm.
And they collide. And the one train weighs 1 million pounds. And the other one weighs 2 million pounds. And
but one is filled with feathers.
And one of them is filled with feathers.
Mm-hmm.
But they hit each other so hard that they both go up at the same time.
Yeah.
And they go into space.
Yes.
Where there's less gravity.
True.
But also less friction.
Oh.
So now both of the trains are moving through space.
At the same speed.
At the same
speed. But without gravity or
friction.
But
without... It's just been a blank spot for your answer. This is no question.
Then what's going... Then
what do you think about
what's
that?
What's the deal with that?
That's pretty fucked up, huh?
Yeah. Marcus, did you replace the standardized test with your own question? I thought maybe it was, you know, I could do it in a way where the children have more fun. I thought maybe we should update some of these questions, you know, because of Tesla.
Yeah,
right.
The trains don't use motors anymore, so I thought some of the math problems were racist.
That's true.
Against the students whose parents have Teslas.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I remember being a little ass kid and seeing those problems that were like Cleveland and something MPHs, and I was like, bro, when I learn how to do this shit, I'm going to be smart as fuck. When I learn these shits, dude, the MPH, ones about
it's
trains
funny,
going a different speed.
I remember that because they would...
And
they would,
so easy.
They would hype them up on TV or whatever. That'd be like the kind of shit that like Cody on Step by Step would
right.
be like, I got to study for the big train leaving the station.
Yeah.
And I remember my reaction was the opposite. I was like, fuck, Dad.
Dude.
I'm never fucking doing anything.
Dude, I was like...
I'm never learning shit.
Well, because it seemed so crazy that you'd be able to find that out.
Yeah.
And it's obviously so easy. It's just like you multiply whatever the fuck times however many hours. Or
I remember being obsessed with weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, weapons?
Yeah.
I was too scared of weapons.
No, I knew all about like Thompson submachine guns and fucking M16s and AK-47s and like.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I was really into
into weapons.
Yeah, and into like hydrogen bombs and, and ICBMs and understanding like what.
Why? Because of video games?
No, not even. I just thought it was cool. I mean, I would go to like the Air and Space Museum. I was like fascinated with the atomic bomb and, you know, yeah, seeing those big missiles and. It's like, damn, we could, like, kill everyone.
Everyone on the planet.
We would all just kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Yeah. I never...
I would get excited about that. But what outside of that, talking? I didn't like learning. Like, fourth grade.
Third and fourth just grade. A little...
That's so fucking
just
funny.
Drawing guns.
Yeah, no, literally. Drawing guns. Drawing the radioactive symbol over and over again.
Yep.
Drawing bombs.
I only was... I was fascinated by like nuclear shit because I didn't understand it. I thought it was just magic.
Yeah,
and I wanted a superpowers, but I
you
just
didn't understand it.
No, not at all.
Why? What about it didn't you understand?
How it could be that powerful?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I still
it
really
is
don't.
Crazy that that happened.
You split an atom or some shit. Yeah, for some reason that makes so much fucking power. What the fuck?
It's like all this shit that was like theoretical physics, and they were like. I mean, try it. Let's just smash uranium together, and then it creates this giant explosion. You're like, fuck, I guess it checks out.
Yeah.
Well, time to kill a bunch of Japanese people.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah. Till we fuck,
that
yeah.
we could just end the world. It sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't...
Well, those Japanese...
Damn, dude, that's so sorry, fucked man. Up, dude.
I don't know why. I'm
gonna
go back
I think
to
it's cool, actually, Adam.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on. Let me ask you this. Wait, yeah. Never mind. I'll ask you again.
You ask me like 3 minutes or
I'll
so?
I'll ask you in like
five three and seconds. A half.
Literally like 3 seconds.
Okay.
I'll
two,
ask you about
one.
You know, another thing that happened during World War II. Was
what's that?
You take it away.
During World War II, it was the first time that GIs were getting yatted. They were getting yatted up.
So there are people being taken in trains.
Oh, is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Take it
so
away.
Basically, so they were put on trains.
Oh, and you needed a way to...
And they were stuffed in the cattle cars, and they didn't go outside for
and
like
you weren't
going to
learn
days.
Their names.
You weren't going to learn the names, so how did you keep track of them?
So, to keep track of them, you gave them a sick tattoo.
And yeah. You know, it's funny. It's like I always thought, like, why not gauge out their ears?
Yeah.
Why not give them glow sticks?
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's because very industrial.
You could take the gauges out.
Yeah.
But you know what's forever?
Yeah.
A beautiful tattoo.
I was laughing about like we do a Holocaust again here, but this time it's for Italians. And they have a concentration camps with whatever when you're here your family is in German on the gates. It's outside of the gates. It says when you hear your family.
It's just like Goodfellas. They're all making fucking pasta in their cells.
I would love it if they did an Italian Holocaust. Because Italian people would be like, this is okay? It's okay to do this? And people would be like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb wop.
Shut up.
We learned how to
you're
cook
white.
Your food.
You're white, basically. Who cares? You're the worst kind of white people. Yeah. Most racism is your fault. It's the overt, obnoxious kind that nobody likes.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so those tattoos or whatever, if you're going to be in Philadelphia, check out Benji Harris at the Philadelphia Tattoo Collective.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Benji, you said he's a friend of the show. We thought it would be a good idea to get a local ad.
Yeah.
On an international podcast, most of which the audience is in Norway.
Yeah.
And Melbourne.
People don't understand that. We're huge in Norway.
We actually are.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we go?
I would love to. I mean, I was going to go to Norway by myself.
Do a black metal kind of trip?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We'll
I was going to
Adam and eat his brains.
I was going to go to Norway on my own by myself and not invite you guys.
And not invite me.
Only invite one. But Benji Harris is from Norway.
Benji, Big Dick Benji, he can really tattoo a fucking picture.
So tell you what, if you're going to be in Philadelphia, if you live in Philadelphia,
or in the greater Philadelphia
area,
why
not get a tattoo
Delaware.
From Benji Harris of the Philadelphia Tattoo Collective while you're there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't want a tattoo? Are you gay?
Sounds gay to me.
Sounds like you're gay.
Did you write this?
Oh, you are gay.
Oh, you are. That's, well.
Well, then why don't you have a tattoo?
Yeah, dude.
That's maybe a you're good
one
question.
Of maybe you're one of these uncool gays that wants to join the military and suck off John McCain.
Uh-oh. Too bad. You, bitch?
Too bad.
Are you John McCain? Are you trying to hide your identity after faking your death?
Oh, fuck.
Well, why not get a tattoo of Meghan McCain's tits on your arm?
That's a great question.
Because the real John McCain wouldn't do something like that.
So if you're listening, John McCain.
So if this is John McCain, post. Go see Benji Harris of the Philadelphia Tattoo Collective to get a tattoo of Meghan McCain's tits for half price.
Yeah.
If you're dumb enough to actually do it.
We'll pay for it.
We will not pay for it.
We're not going to pay for it. But.
And guess what? If you think there's a veteran discount, fuck you.
Suck our fucking dicks, dude.
No veterans.
You should have gone to college.
You should have gone to... You're taking your GI Bill money and bought a gun to put in your mouth.
Well, I would just say you shouldn't have gone in the first
place. I'm sorry. You're right. That's disrespectful.
You could kill. So, yeah, just go. He's got some good shit. He did a fucking tattoo of a guy with his dick is out.
Yeah, there's a guy with
There's Satan, and Satan's got big, juicy titties. That's one of the ones Benji did.
And Big Tits Satan.
Big Tits Satan that I'm actually kind of horny
for.
The
Frank Frazetta of Big Tits Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're calling Benji.
He did a Princess Jasmine and Ariel tattoo.
These are good as shit, actually.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah. No, they do look good, which doesn't really make it easy to be like, ha-ha.
No, he's a talented guy.
Well, we can mock him for being dumb as shit and buying the
ad. And buying an ad for the Philadelphia area.
Follow our boy Benji, too. He's got a
Benji
bunch
Harris
of followers.
Tattoos.
Yeah, you go to Instagram.com/BenjiHarrisTattoos, or you can go to Instagram.com/PhiladelphiaTattoo. And both of them, one of them's for the second one's for the store itself. And the
I'm
first
looking at
one,
his story. He went on a hike yesterday.
He went on a hike.
Check out Benji's hiking.
Yeah, Benji really wants you guys to just watch his Instagram story. And then maybe go get a tattoo. He says it's 10% off if you pay with Bitcoin.
He said that?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's no promo code.
My man's stacking up Bitcoin.
So there's real no way to track the effectiveness of this ad. Or
no, Benji
it was
just
worth
wants
it.
To be mentioned.
Tell him, if you're there, tell him you're from the show.
Yeah.
Damn, should I get a tattoo?
You should get a tattoo.
He's got a massive.
Dr. Savros's
Dr.
Zydeco. Yeah, they got.
Oh, my cousin from Greece is calling me.
He's got a massive 5,000
sorry, bitch, I'm podcasting.
Private high-end appointment-only studio in Kensington, Philadelphia. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know
it's appointment-only, so if you try to walk in there, get your homeless ass back
get the fuck
out
of here,
you
gotta
make an appointment.
Why don't you go hang out at Subway and wait around to stab somebody?
Give yourself a fucking stick and poke, you fucking dumb bitch. You can't afford Benji.
It's co-op, artist-owned and operated, the space, and it's all custom works, from bangers to bodysuits.
He'll do pussies for free.
Yeah. So
but you have to let him
fuck
it.
That's what a banger is. If you want your little banger tatted up,
yep.
And you get a bunch of ink injected into
your pussy lips,
you can go down there. They got 11 international award-winning tattooers running the gamut of styles. Traditional, neo-traditional.
only tattoos of Keanu Reeves.
Black
in the Matrix.
Or, yeah. Traditional means tattoos for white people. Neo-traditional means Asians. Black work is obvious. Cover-ups is full race change.
Permanent blackface.
I'll go to the tattoo shop to get a full race change.
We'll just tattoo on red lips.
Yeah,
and
pet portraits. They'll tattoo your dog. Mm-hmm. We'll shave your dog and tattoo it.
We'll
secret
tattoo
messages.
Yep. We'll tattoo
animals.
One of your dog's fake nuts, in fact, which he has.
As part of your kill switch, your dead man switch, you shave your dog, you tattoo the location of Hillary Clinton's, the docks on Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you have like a map
on
your
dog.
Oh, interesting.
Video game / anime. So
that's
genre. I know the big problem people have is they go to tattoo shops and they're like, I want this anime stuff.
We don't
like,
do
get
anime.
The hell out of here.
Mega Man only.
We don't do gay stuff like that.
We do cool shit.
Well, they'll do video game anime stuff. They do realism, hipster Pinterest, tiny tats.
Oh, they'll even do little gay shit like that?
Yeah. It's like a fat girl with like just a triangle.
Yeah, just the outline of a shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just a big...
Girls love those small little tattoos.
Yeah, well, they're dumb.
On their hands.
They're fucking dumb.
Or like the arm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Like right here?
Yeah.
Well, they do them like small ones on their fingers and stuff.
You know, it's a slutty tattoo that I like a lot.
What's that?
The fucking bows on the back of the thighs.
You do like the bows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's such trash.
I like paw prints on the titties.
That yeah. one's that inner one's tit. That is horrific.
Like Eve, the
I
rapper.
Love it, dude.
Yeah.
I like seeing imagining there's a bear tearing this woman's breasts.
Yes. He said, rather than a promo code, I'd like to do something fun. If you guys come up with some totally horrific ideas for stupid tattoos, try to keep it to like 5-word descriptions or less. Okay. Maybe I can do one or two. All right, how about this? A swastika.
Nick.
Yep. But all every branch of it is the N-word.
That's horrific. That does fit the yeah, yeah, really bad.
You go there and get that tattoo. Yep. And 50% off.
I like that.
On a swastika made out of the N-word.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about you tattoo around your dick a baby. So it looks like you have it look like on your stomach it's a baby, but it looks like it has a man's penis.
Oh, like a baby with a huge
yeah,
dick?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a cool tattoo.
Somebody, I saw online, a woman got a tattoo of like a baby being raped around.
Oh, no.
Like anime.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Which, queen. What yeah. a queen.
Like, do you have to put your hand over her stomach, or I guess or you just get used to fucking a child?
I have no idea. I mean, it's not like that's like Pam from The Office.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like I have a little tattoo.
Yeah, you're not taking off Pam Beasley's shirt.
What about an asshole tattoo?
Like a tattoo around your asshole. That'd be cool.
No, an maybe asshole like, on your cheek.
I would get a Sublime Sun around my asshole.
That's good.
Black Hole Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Black Hole Sun, even better. Mm-hmm.
My dick's hard.
Black Hole Sun, won't you come and fuck my ass? I'm gay. Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
Damn, what if that song is about a butthole?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like Brown Eyed Girl? Like yeah. Morrison?
Yeah, Brown Eyed Girl.
I fucked your asshole. Yeah. Ooh. Fuck her ass. I fuck her in the ass. Ah, my dick smells like shit.
Zoom,
my
zoom.
Penis smells like shit.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
You get the Zoom Zoom Kid tattooed on your belly.
Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom. Dude,
maybe you could do shading on your cock to make it bigger.
Uh-huh.
No, like contour makeup?
Yeah, contour your cock.
It is nice knowing that the Zoom Zoom kid probably had to take a little trip to Epstein's Island with Brian Singer.
Oh, yeah. He had a couple rough little, rides. Yeah, you know what like I'm talking kid. About?
Yeah.
Damn.
Papa, I'm going to be in the commercial. What's that, Addy? You're in the commercial.
No.
That I have to fly on plane to go to be in commercial. I'm so proud of you.
He's never God. Said that, Nick. You know for a fact he's never said
I'm
that to
I'm going
me.
To rollerblade down to
why with the rollerblades
American Legion. I'm going to rollerblade down to the American Legion.
They would never let him in. He was
I know. They bully me every time I go past there. And I'm going to say my boy is in a picture. Hey, everybody, there's that gay rollerblade guy. Let's all laugh at him. Yeah, 80-year-old veterans just in there playing pool on a table that's missing a leg.
Calling your dad gay.
Yeah. Nice rollerblades, gay boy. You ain't never going to get in here to play shuffleboard. A 50-cent Coca-Cola? You can kiss my ass. You're not getting in here. It's the American Legion.
Is that? It's just for veterans? Is that what the American
it's
Legion
for
is?
Like veterans and then their friends. So, oh. But then you can just be like a friend, and then at a certain point, there's no veterans there. Mm-hmm. It's just
yeah.
Because I've been to them.
Yeah.
And I know the people
they
I went
comedy
with
shows.
Weren't fucking veterans.
Right.
You know.
They always have wood-paneled walls.
They do. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
So they're and just bro zones.
They got one in Chinatown, and I so desperately want to be a member of that lodge.
Damn.
For the survivors of the rape of Nanking?
Yeah, dude. Imagine the weird Chinese guys hanging out at the American Legion in Chinatown.
I walked past this today, the Catholic War Veterans like clubhouse.
And Catholic?
Look at the boys hanging out front.
Oh, yeah, those guys are...
They rock.
These are perfect.
Yeah. They're just two fat Italian guys sitting out on...
Look at the fupa on this guy.
Yeah. Just sitting out like on the street on fucking beach chairs in front of the Catholic...
This guy
veterans.
Is 90% pussy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Respect. Thank you for fucking surviving those wars.
Those guys stormed the beaches of Normandy so I could take a picture of them without their consent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of Catholic War Veterans of the United States, Father Edward J. Giorgio.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I want to go hang out at that clubhouse.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, name's Edward. Edward J. Giorgio.
Edward Giorgio.
Name's Giorgio J. Giorgio John Giongi. Nah, sorry, I had a stroke for a second there. But no, that is my name. I was just also having a stroke while saying it properly.
Oh, fuck. Damn, so it's just chill zones for the boys. A place to get away from your wife.
Yeah.
After killing some fucking Japanese.
I would love, when I'm older, to have a clubhouse where we could all hang out, get away from our bitch wives.
Yeah, no, my cousin brought me to... My cousin's grandpa, it's not my grandpa, it's like his fucking...
Oh, the other side of the family.
The other side of the family. Who was like, I guess, a farmer or something, I don't know. He's just some dumb fucking, like, you know, he's some kind of redneck, I guess.
Yes.
And he was like, you want to go shoot pool with the American Legion? And we're like, it was me, my cousin, and then my cousin's sister's fiance at the time. Or
oh,
boyfriend.
Right.
Because they're married now, but...
How old were you?
24, 25.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're just at home?
Yeah. Well, no, this was...
You're visiting?
Maybe 26. I can't remember. It was okay. Like around Thanksgiving.
Right, in Virginia or Philly?
Yeah, in Virginia. And then he was like... You know, you want to just go shoot pool. He presented it casually, like, let's go shoot pool before dinner.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, all right, fuck it.
Sure.
We go there, and we get there, and he's putting on a glove, and he's, like, screwing it, you know, a fucking pool cue together.
He's
and
Paul
then,
Newman.
Yeah, and then it's just him and these old, like, American Legion guys, and they fucking made us play pool for, like, 3.5 hours. And, like, they're, like, fucking just nailing all these shots and be our turn. I'll be like, oh, I guess I fucked up again. I'm like, come on, you got to focus. You got to do better. It's like, dude, go home.
Yeah, fuck you, you old bitch. Yeah. I was just trying to fucking humor your old
ass.
I'm
trying to give you life lessons.
This is fucking lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that kind of ruined pool for me.
Yeah, you did have a zone where you were getting shooting pool all the time.
Yeah, and yeah. Ian, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I lived by Amsterdam, and it was like something to do. I don't drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't like hanging out with comedians.
Yes, of course.
You know, so the only thing to do is go shoot pool or,
yep.
You know, go to the Adidas store.
That's true.
When I lived in Manhattan, that's all I did. Is I either went to the Adidas store or I shot pool.
Nice. Fuck.
I go read in a coffee shop and stare at women.
Mm-hmm. Always growl at them with your big beard.
Dude, fucking, there is no point to trying to get work done at a coffee shop.
I can't do it.
It's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to go make sure girls know that I know how to type. I'm going to go make sure all these hot girls, oh what, yeah, I'm typing.
I'm typing, bitch.
I don't know if that gets your pussy wet, but I'm the kind of guy who types some things.
I'm going clickety-clackety.
Yeah. I'm the kind of fella that fucks and types.
Yeah.
Bitch.
If bitch, you I'm a touch
okay,
typist.
I'm leaving.
I could do this shit without even looking.
No, I was born without any kind of internal monologue. It's a disease I have where I have to just announce everything.
I can't wait to get out of this fat Filipino's way. What was that? Not, I just told you I
Nothing.
Have a problem. I have a disability.
Samoan tomato. I don't just leave me alone. That part was external. I don't. Some of it was inside.
Do you remember when?
Yeah.
Your dick was small.
Chinatown, America.
My dick is small and I do not.
What time should I leave for the airport if my flight's at 4:30?
My dick is small. You want to probably be there. Probably boards at 4.
So be there.
Be there by 3. Yeah, I would say three.
So I'll leave in like 15, 20.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, the American Legion, it's got one review on Google. 5 stars.
Nice.
From Kay Chan. Very active post.
Mm. They got... Do they ever bring whores in for the old guys?
No.
They should.
No, I think you're confused as to what an American Legion is.
Well, I mean, if you're there and it's just the fellas, why not bring whores in?
They should
in?
Bring some gals to come in and entertain the troops, if you know what I'm saying.
Suck off old guys.
Yeah.
What's the problem there?
Didn't dear, Grandpa Simpson do that?
Dear Legionnaires, as we've informed our members in our last two newsletters, the Chinese-American World War II Veterans Congressional Gold Medal Act was passed by the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and signed into law by President Donald J. Trump on December 2020. Respect.
They never talk about the good things he does.
Yeah.
Only the negative.
We got a lot of these Chinese guys, they're shooting pool all day, and they just want medals. And that's how we're going to win the trade war. We're going to give them, they just want a little gold cat that waves to be put in the lobby. And I said, hey, that's fine.
Yeah, Trump made them all throw golden throwing stars on a lanyard.
Yeah, so this is the Lieutenant B.R. Kim Lau Chinese Memorial Post 1291.
Nice. How many Chinese fought for, I guess, a nice amount?
Like
they were on
the
our
ones
side.
That didn't accidentally get interned.
Yeah, exactly.
American Legion. Membership application form. Name of applicant. Service period, service number, social security number recommended by.
What if you join? What if
so this to get into this one, you need your name, address, home phone, email address, Chinese name.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You got to get into that one.
Oh, yeah.
What if you were in the fucking the weekend army? What's that shit called?
The reserves?
Yeah, the guard, National Guard or some shit.
Service number, social security number. Fuck, I should enlist and then get fucking medically discharged. Just so I can get into that Chinese American Legion.
What would you choose your Chinese name to be, dude? You need one.
Didn't you have one in Chinese class?
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
He just put that down on the form.
The Adventures of Jackie. Or Bruce Lee. Steal both military and Chinese valor on the form. Keep faxing it in over and over again.
Please stop responding.
Just keep trying.
Yeah, with different Chinese guys.
Yeah.
Yao Ming.
Bruce Lee. Fucking Shredder.
Chow Young Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good, man.
Yeah.
I guess I ran out of Chinese guys.
Yeah, me too. Pretty early on. Emperor Hirohito.
Yeah, that guy's Chinese. When I watched Police Story last week, I forgot that Jackie Chan's character in that movie is named Kevin Chan.
Dude, I got it on Blu-ray. I might do that once you look. Actually, I got to finish watching Homicide. I'm going to eat a couple of Hershey's Kisses, nice. Smoke my pipe, and watch Homicide Life on the Street.
Good, brother.
It does sound good.
Oh, guys,
dude,
tomorrow
night. It's fall today, at least. I don't know.
It does, yeah, it is nice.
It feels really nice.
Oh, yeah, go see Adam tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, I'm
go
at the Lodge Room.
Go to Com.town and buy shirts.
If you're in Los Angeles, there's tickets available for the 9:30 show at the Lodge Room tomorrow night, the 29th.
You can buy shirts to wear to Adam's show at Com.town.
And come see me same day, Thursday, the 29th, in Seattle, and then Friday, the 30th, in Portland.
They will not be, if you wear a shirt, if you wear a Com.town shirt to the show, you get special treatment.
You will get absolutely, I will spit on you.
Yeah.
Unless you come in Stavi Baby merchandise.
There's nothing cooler.
Anyone is not, well, you are not welcome in Nick's shirts.
There's
in my
nothing shirt. Cooler than wearing the band shirt to the concert.
It's not a band.
We're
it's
not a,
band. It's a stand-up comedian
band.
From a podcast.
And Sav and I are going out solo acoustic this weekend.
Yeah, dude. Call me fucking Bruce.
Call me by your gay.
Bruce Fuckstein.
Call me by your lame. Call me by your.
Suck me by your dick.
Call me. I got nothing on that. Sorry. I thought we were going somewhere.
Well, folks, that ought to do it. Come see us this weekend.
I was on the fucking L train, and it was, like, packed. It was, like, rush hour. Mm-hmm. Went into the city the other, like, yesterday morning or the day before that. And it was just, you know, everybody's, like, real packed in. And there was an African guy, like, a Nigerian guy or something, like, on the train, like, two heads away from me. And he's like, oh, my goodness. The train is crazy. Like, which, I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, this, oh, my goodness. You know, but I've done that voice so much that I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's too on the nose, bro.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop trying to make me laugh this morning.
The train is so crazy. I can't believe how crazy the train is packed.
The other thing, when I come back from Greece, I'm going to be in Philly on the 21st. Might add some shows there. Mm-hmm. And then the weekend after, September 27th, 28th, 29th, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis, and Louisville. Mm-hmm. And I got more shit cooking, baby. Coming to Houston in December, trying to get an Atlanta and Denver date going. Fuck with your boy. Come
Fort
suck
Brain, Indiana.
Fort Brain, Indiana. I'm about to get sucked off.
The Civil War soldiers. Private! Come, let me suck your dick.
Was Indiana in the States? One of the states?
Yeah, that was a Union state.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I never know the geography of those places, dude. They're all closer to the south than you realize.
What, Indiana?
Yeah, dude, like, I'm going to Louisville after that. It's only 3 hours away.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some chips, everyone.
Well, but Kentucky is the upper south.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Kentucky, West Virginia, that's all. Like, Virginia and fucking Tennessee are like next to each other, which is always it's always weirded me out. You know?
Fucks with me too.
Yeah, Kentucky, Indiana, me too. You never realize like that border, yeah.
Yeah.
Where else? Ohio and Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Because I went to Cincinnati and it was right by Kentucky or some shit. Or some, yeah, some
Cincinnati is Ohio on, is west on the border borders, of Kentucky.
Ohio borders West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Indiana.
Those Covcath kids were from the Kentucky side of Cincinnati. Also, that's where Jerry Springer paid for a whore with a check while he was mayor of Cincinnati and then got caught. And then in a write-in campaign, the people of Cincinnati loved him so much, he was reelected.
For God loved the world so much, he gave them his only nut.
That's true.
The only time God ever nutted.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, if you think about it, you're God, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you fuck up and you get just trash pussy. Because it's a human, so no matter what, that's... It'd be like if you fucked a dog and then the dog got pregnant. And then the puppy was like, Dad, I'm your kid. It's like some half... Mm-hmm. Some fucked up mutant. And you're trying to go to shows and this, like, dog mutant's like, why are you taking care of me? And you're like, I'm trying to work.
I'm trying to work and get pussy from humans.
If the other dogs killed that dog, you'd be like, oh, damn, what a shame.
Damn, that's
I gave my
up.
Only dog son.
Yeah, no, it's... You know,
I don't think
so that...
That
doesn't really hold up.
Listen, I'm Jewish.
Take that, Christianity.
I don't know a lot about the New Testament, but I don't think God ever actually, like, physically fucked Mary.
He did. Yeah, well, what happened is the archangel sucked God's dick. He came in his mouth, and he spit it into Mary's pussy.
Oh, like a snowballing.
It was a snow... Yeah.
What's that called?
Snowball.
Snowballing.
Snowballing.
Snowballing situation.
Snowblowing. Snowblowers creep me out.
Mm-hmm. Why? They're like leaf blowers for the snow.
No, I mean, the snowblowers are the things that make snow.
Oh, what's the thing that blows snow away?
Maybe that's...
That's not anything.
Maybe, yeah, there is... No, that's not anything.
Oh, never mind.
There's not a thing that blows snow away.
I thought that they have, like, leaf blowers.
No, bitch, you're just thinking of a leaf blower.
Sorry,
you're using
I grew up
snow.
On the West Coast. I don't know about these suburban... cold weather state
Shut
things.
Up. Shut up. Yeah, what do you think a lawnmower is, huh? Something that mows lawns?
Yeah.
You would think that,
just
dude.
Shut up, man.
Just right, shut
for
up.
Once in your life, shut up.
All right, I got to go to Los Angeles right now.
Oh, Mr. Hollywood.
Well, actually, this feels like a minor flex. I'm for the first time flying into Burbank instead of LAX.
Wow. Why is that a flex?
Because LAX takes like an hour and a half to get to the wherever you're staying, and Burbank is just on the other side of the fucking mountain. It's close. It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, if you're staying over there. But everybody knows that.
Yeah, but it's like I've
I
never
feel like
done it
I feel like constantly you hear people be like, "Oh, you know what you got to do is fly into Burbank."
And I
like,
never
no
do
shit,
it. I always fly into LAX.
Well,
Now I'm flying into Burbank.
I fly into Jay Leno's private.
Yeah, I'm always about finding secret special airports.
It's not a secret. I just feel like this is my first time going to Burbank.
Whenever I fly in and out of New York, I go to the Stu Leonard's airport.
Dude, you know where we gotta go sometime? Connecticut. We gotta go to that hotel at the JetBlue terminal at JFK.
The TWA hotel?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's the old TWA terminal.
You can get in there?
They converted it into a hotel. My friend stayed there for his birthday.
Yeah.
And they have a pool that's right next to the runway, so you can go swimming and planes are like taking off over your head.
That building's cool as shit.
It's the coolest building in New York.
I don't know about that.
It's my favorite.
Okay. You had to ruin it. It was close to me being excited about doing something cool.
But then
Then you said it's the coolest building in New York.
I think it's the coolest building.
New York has
a bunch
of dumb architecture. Adam's right. So there's no
other
contenders.
I like the Chrysler building and that one.
What do you mean there is no other contenders?
Stop being sarcastic,
dude. You just got trolled, dude.
I couldn't tell you were eating. Your tone was devolved by...
No, I've just seen the sensei become the student.
The master has been fucking trolled.
All right, I gotta go to the airport.
We could do the podcast without you.
You want to?
No, of course not. Have a good show, buddy.
Are you guys gonna keep doing
the
show?
Okay, let's start recording after Adam leaves.
We're gonna record.
No, please don't.
It's been
I'll
off.
Stay. I'll miss my friend.
God, finally.
I just want to be involved.
Now we can do jokes for real.
I just want to be part of the crew, dude.
Now we can finally do real jokes about the American Airlines building at the JFK.
It's the TWA building.
No, there's an old American Airlines building also.
Oh, I know that one.
By the hack stand.
Yeah, I know that building.
And that building's also cool.
I've never really taken a look at the airport. I'm in and out, dude. I don't give a fuck about buildings.
I saw some huge fucking, what's that Russian plane manufacturer? Like Turbolev or some shit.
I don't know.
Like the biggest plane I've ever seen in my life. It's really cool.
That's tight.
Over by that American Airlines building.
So what I'm saying is we should all get a hotel at the airport just for a night. Just the three of us boys staying in one hotel room together. Maybe have a party, get a
You don't get to do this three of us boys thing.
Why?
Why?
Well, because
you're... Why are we going to the airport?
Yeah.
So we can stay at that hotel that has a pool next to the runway.
Are we flying somewhere the next day?
Maybe if we have a flight the next day, we can stay there for the night.
Maybe.
Where do we have a flight to? We still need the money from that Canada trip.
Yeah. No, we have not gotten paid.
Did you do your expenses, bitch?
I just am not sending them in. I paid for like three Ubers. It's like
tell them that so we can get our fucking money.
Well, just... Yeah, okay, I will.
Bitch.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for the show, everyone.